Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
You know, there's a big hurricane that is targeting Jamaica. Dave Murray's going to give us the update on that and our weather live after 4 o'clock. We have a Monday edition of Sue's News coming up as well in the next hour. And we'll also talk in the 5 o'clock hour with Congresswoman Ann Wagner about the healthcare subsidies and the shutdown issue. Robert Moffitt is back with us. Heritage senior researcher wrote about the failures of Obamacare. You know, I was mentioning this Washington Post editorial from the weekend where they kind of called it accurately on the East Wing. They kind of did that the week before, too, because they admitted something shockingly in the Washington Post editorial where they said the real problem is that the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, was never actually affordable. And I'm so confused by that because, again, Senator McCaskill told me time and time and time again, that's what it was about. Lower premiums, lowering the cost of health care. And it just didn't seem to happen, Claire. I don't know what happened. Robert Moffitt back with us this afternoon. Bob, how are you? Welcome back to 97.1 FM Talk.
I'm great. It's good to be with you, Mark.
Well, sure. this subsidies issue, kind of explain your perspective on this, because this is dragging down the entire conversation about the shutdown itself. I think that the Democrats feel like they have polling that kind of falls on their side when health care kind of gets into the discussion. There might be, you know, something to that, but I also don't see how they get out of this right now, and the Republicans have committed to having discussions about these subsidies.
Yeah, of course. I think, though, that the Washington Post, and I hate to admit it, but the Washington Post really got it right. During the healthcare debate, President Obama promised more than one occasion, constantly promised, that if you enacted his signature legislation, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, the result would be that we would bend the cost curve downward. He also made a very bold prediction. He said that the typical American family would see a yearly reduction in their health insurance premium costs of $2,500. Now, here's the thing, Mark. Even with the benefit of 2020 hindsight, these were crazy claims, actually. And now, of course, everything has come to fruition. We're looking at a program that is really dramatically driving healthcare costs through the roof. And there's no question about it. Now they want to paper it over with subsidies, as if putting taxpayer dollars on top of it, you know, to hide the costs will really change anything. It's really absurd. And so we're looking at massive premium cost increases. We're looking at deductibles that are soaring into the stratosphere. We're looking at declines in competition and choice in the markets. And you're looking at reduced access to medical professionals because these plans have very, very narrow networks. It's right now, it's 80% of all the Obamacare plans have restrictive access to medical professionals. In other words, the plans don't contract with a lot of doctors and hospitals.
Right, right. So,
we're in a mess here. We're in an absolute mess.
Yeah, because there doesn't seem to be any, you know, like even if you extend the subsidies again, they were meant to be temporary. That's not going to solve the overall, you know, issue with the rising premiums and the cost of health care. So there would be, I mean, what's your opinion of the Republicans if they get the government back open? They're probably going to negotiate on this front because they do know that they have people in their districts that are going to be affected by this.
Oh, I don't think there's any question about it. I mean, look, I don't know if you realize, know this or not, but House Speaker Johnson today indicated that they are going to put together a major health care reform package based on work that they've been doing for the past 5 years that never got enacted. So, you know, you're looking at, I think the Republicans are going to come up with a pretty attractive reform package. I don't have any doubt about that. There's no question. I mean, Congress has got to deal with the subsidies. I think that Congress has got to clearly make sure that lower income and lower middle income Americans can secure affordable coverage. That's not on the table. What's on the table is the fact that
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This sounds crazy, but Obama and Congress established an income cap for the taxpayer subsidies at 400% of the federal poverty level. Now, for a family of four, that's $128,000 today. So what the congressional Democrats want to do is they want to abolish that six-figure cap, and they want to subsidize rich people, I mean, basically. Now, this is insane, and it's also kind of a weird new version of the social contract, because what that means is they actually, you know, are successful in doing this, is that lower income working people who are in many cases buying their own insurance are going to end up subsidizing higher income beneficiaries, Obamacare beneficiaries, and indefinitely, if you listen to what the Democrats.
Yeah, they want to make it permanent. Well, and we know this, by the way, this isn't just conjecture. We know this, Bob, to be true because Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota actually tweeted last week about this poor couple in her state of Minnesota who had retired early. They were so well off. They retired at the age of 52, but gosh darn it, they want the taxpayers to subsidize them at $15,000 a year, or they may have to go back to work again, these poor people, because they retired 20 years before most people do. I'm very concerned about them.
Oh, well, if you understand the ultimate ideological objective of the left, is the whole point is they're not concerned specifically about whether or not, you know, low income people can or cannot have health insurance coverage. What they are really concerned about is they're concerned about expanding the power of the federal government over the health care financing and delivery of a larger and larger set of Americans. Ultimately, most of them in the House, anyway, really want a British style or a Canadian style single payer system where the government runs everything. and controls the entire healthcare system from top to bottom. And now we know how that works. We've got a lot of experience with that. I don't think that it's going to work in America. Frankly, if they did that, American medical clinics would look like Soviet grocery stores. It would be a real mess. But I think what we're looking at now, Mark, is we're looking at lunacy. I mean, the Democrats in the Senate have repeatedly voted against a rational, clean, you know, resolution.
It's unbelievable. It really is.
I mean, it's unbelievable to reopen the government. And they want to, at the same time, within this 7-week period, think of it, they want to add another $1.5 trillion in total spending. I mean, this is insanity.
And it's not working, I don't think. I don't think their strategy is working, which makes me wonder, I mean, how the hell? We're going to get to another deadline. Like, let's say they just pass this thing tonight. We'd be 3 weeks until another deadline, and you'd have to do it all again. So I'm not sure how the Democrats are going to get out of this. It's going to be fascinating. But I'm not in the camp that would say cave at all. And I don't think Mike Johnson and John Thune are ready to do that in any way, shape, or form.
Well, why should they?
Yeah,
I mean, this is their look. First of all the level of spending that Johnson has agreed to with the clean resolution. Let's be clear about this, and everybody listening to this program has got to be clear about this. This is not the Trump administration's level of spending. This is the Biden administration's level of spending, and amidst a massive deficit. An increasingly dangerous debt, which is now over $37 trillion, these clowns want to add $1.5 trillion in total spending. I mean, it's nuts, to be honest.
They don't care. They want their federal funding for, you know, NPR and PBS back. That's one thing that they're asking for.
It's crazy. I mean, you know, but NPR and PBS, I mean, yeah, of course they want that, but that's not the big ticket stuff. You know, it's basically the Medicaid eligibility. Oh, yeah, Medicaid eligibility for illegal aliens. That's on their wish list. It's, and making, you know, temporary COVID-era emergency subsidies.
Permanent. Right. That's the part you wonder, because you hear about all this stuff, and that's one of the issues that the legacy media likes to leave out. They don't like to focus on the fact that these things were temporary and extended twice because of, you know, the situation. Yeah. I'll be very curious, Bob. I really am, because I don't know how they get out of this without, a big loss and getting painted as the ones who were the losers here. Robert Moffitt, always great to have you on. It's been a little while, Bob. Thank you so much.
Okay, Mark.
All right. Yeah, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.